difficult month for managers, especially when you have so many games. When you go through in the cup and when you play in the league and when it's the transfer window, but that's the way it is, so I'm not gonna complain.
How could you assess the transfer window for you at the end of it? What would be a success in this month?
I would like to say that we are in a better position as a group of players with everything that we need to, you know, go and play the last 3 months of the campaign. Then we managers, we always want more. You know, if you ask me if you are happy, I would say yes, but probably with another 2 or 3. But that's the way we are. So the idea is to do good business. You know, bring players that we know or we are convinced that they're going to help us. On the pitch, as a squad player, as a sub, as a totally different character, as a leader, as so many things they can do for the club. But the most important is playing, of course, you know, Saturday at 3 o'clock.
And I saw a link today of Vito Minone to Manchester United interest. Even though there might be nothing in it, is that credit to your players that they can be linked with the top teams?
It's credit to them individually, you know. They are on the pitch. They are responsible for what they do. As we pick them and we give them the chance to perform, and then it's up to them to perform.
And back on the field, what's training been like given the result on Saturday?
Oh, it's been good. For me, it was a special week. We've done a few things that we didn't do for a while. We look a few things that we didn't do well, even winning. So it was a very good week so far, so I hope we can finish well tomorrow.
You must be pleased with a lot of goals and a result away from home.
Yeah, no, goals coming from John as well, which is needed, you know, and so important for us. So let's hope that this form continues, not only for him, but for the team.
You mentioned Johnson there. Is that something you knew he had in him the whole time?
It was coming close to perform. We needed to make sure that he was right and that we were playing the type of football that he suits him as well. Everything came together on Saturday, so happy days.
But you must use that as a platform going into...
Well, of course. I mean, the idea is, can we maintain our way of playing and the consistency, and him individually, you know, be consistent as well? So that's going to be one of the big questions for the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Could it be a good time to play Southampton, given the news that came out there yesterday?
I think it can be either way. Depending how they perform, it could go either way. When people say it doesn't affect the play, it does. But that doesn't mean it affects you badly. It can affect you the other way. So we see what happened on Saturday, but it's difficult, a strange, unique situation what happened in Southampton.
Do you think it could dampen their season? Because they obviously started well in a slightly slippery
season. Well, it's depending what happened with the consequences, no? You never know. But, unexpected.
And in terms of their playing style, they've been impressive in attack and flair with a core of young English football as well.
I think it's that one of the best part of Southampton this year. You know, you have something totally new, unique. I don't think you can compare it with any other team in the world. They got their own system, the way they play. Very young players, adapting to the style very well, you know, trying to be consistent with a new manager. So I thought it was something, you know, refreshing for the Premier League, which is very welcome.